This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, all the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest is red hot for the Messiah. His name is Vince Callahan, and very intriguing ministry because he graduated from Regent University, specialist in biblical counseling. He worked in that field, and he saw results. But then the power of God came on him, and he found that he can lay hands on people, and what might take 3 or 4 years or maybe never, they're instantly set free. But one day, Vince, the Lord said to you that he wanted you to worship him first and work second. But obviously the Lord didn't know you were so busy, you didn't know what to do first. But fortunately you came to your senses and you said, yes, sir. And you began to worship him. And you explained on yesterday's broadcast, all you did is put on some worship music. And you thought you had been worshiping maybe 5 minutes. But how long were you worshiping?
I was on my face for 5 hours.
Had you ever been able to do that before?
No. No, never. I mean, I've been in services. I've been slain in the spirit or overwhelmed by the power of God where I've been on the floor for a couple hours, but not to be worshiping and not to be in that tangibleness, if that's a word, of his presence. I've learned since 1994, one of the things that I have been on is a journey to find God.
Wait a second. When you were 7 years old, you heard the audible voice of God. When you were 13, you were baptized in the Holy Spirit and you couldn't even speak in English for 3 days. You've experienced the power of God. What do you mean you were on a search to find God?
From 1994 on, everything I had learned in church and grown up seeing and believing, it's almost like God reached in and turned a switch on that I'll call intimacy that I didn't know was off. And the only way that I know to explain it is in Revelation it says that the angels circled the throne throughout eternity saying, holy. And my belief of that is that when they circle the throne, they see a new aspect of God and all they can say is, wow, I never saw that before. And everything I had been taught all my life in church and everything I experienced in 1994, it's like God reached in and says, by the way, there's one more switch I'm going to turn on that you didn't know was off. And I have been a hungry person for these last 9 years saying, God, I want to know you and I want to see you and I want to feel you. And there's a place in him. There is a tangible presence of the Lord that when he's truly in a meeting or in a place, you know he's there. I have a lot of people who come into my office, and as soon as they walk through my door, they say, Vince, what's this? And I go, what do you mean? And they go, we feel something in your office, but we don't know what it is. And you can feel it when you walk out. It's like you walk out of it, and you walk into the office, and it's there. And I've learned that there is a tangible presence of the Lord. It's very sweet. Sometimes it's very heavy, but it's a reality in God that I didn't know existed. And the more that I experience it, the more I'm hungry for it.
Does this happen all the time or just once in a while with you?
Every day. It happens every day. One of the things I've learned about revival, I've seen a lot of pastors who experienced the move of God in the 90s, and they were in revival, and they had wonderful things happening in their church. And then the next thing they said was, what's next? Where do we go from here? And maybe I'm just naive, but I've never said what's next because there is no next. Because when I found him, I really found him. And he's satisfying. And there is no next. There is nothing past finding his presence and living in his presence on a daily basis.
Vince, you had what I would call an experience, a jump start. You were seeking God. You were seeking intimacy, but you can't make it happen. Only God can make it happen. And many times people get these jump starts because someone that's moving in this realm lays hands on them. But I believe God would anoint your spoken word to give people that jump start that are hungry for God. What do you think?
I believe so. I believe so.
So here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray for people to move in the same realm that you're moving in right now. And what should they do then? Get a CD and just start worshiping God after this prayer?
Yes. There's some things you want to do. You want to find, not all good Christian music is anointed music. There's a difference. And you can feel the difference as you listen to it. But you want to get some good worship music. You want to find a place that you can be alone, whether it's in your office or a place in your home. You want to put on that music. And sometimes, you know, I walk and I worship, and sometimes I lay on my face. Most of the time I'm on my face. And I just begin to tell Jesus that I love him. See, we get broken when we realize who we are versus who he is. And when we allow ourselves to get broken in that sense, then it gives him the freedom to come in. And the first time that it really happens to you, that Jesus walks in the room, that you really feel his presence, you are hooked. And tomorrow or an hour from now, you can have the same feeling or better. It's better than any drug. I mean, drug addicts have a high the first time they experience drugs, but then they never get that same high. It's not that way with Jesus. You can.
What happens when you're in his presence?
When I'm in his presence, besides my hands getting hot and oily, it's almost like you have to fall out of your intelligence and into his presence. You can't think your way into intimacy with the Lord. You have to stop thinking. That was the hardest thing for me to do because I'm a logical person and I have an education, and I tried to think my way through all this, and the Lord said, you can't do that. You've got to meet me in the supernatural. So I closed my eyes. I began to worship, and I just relaxed. I don't know how to really explain it, but I just relaxed, and all of a sudden, he's there. And the more that you stay in that mode of, Lord, I want more of you, and you keep doing it, whether, you know, more than a five-minute deal, you can go very deep in the supernatural realm to where the room, sometimes a dark room will get full of light. Angels will come and be part of the worship. There's all kinds of fun things. Worship has a smell to it. It smells like fresh roses. Sometimes it smells like frankincense and myrrh. There are really cool physical things that happen because the supernatural world that comes and be and is a part of your worship. And it can happen for anybody.
When you say cool physical things, like what?
Well, besides being stuck to the floor, I've gotten physically drunk where I thought I had been drinking vodka, but I don't drink at all. But I mean, tongue slurred, couldn't hardly speak, drunk as a skunk, as I call it.
Sort of like the first believers at Pentecost.
Right. Besides oil and heat, I've seen angels in worship. I have smelled worship, whether it be a million fresh roses at your feet or have an oil smell in the room.
Have you ever been taken to heaven during worship?
No. I wish I could say that I had. I think I've seen glimpses of heaven once in a while, but I've never been there. And I would absolutely love to go there just once. I would love to be in such intent to worship and the Lord send an angel and let me go to heaven and experience it and then come back. I think that would be the most wonderful thing in the world. But there's, you know, and you can't chase the supernatural. You have to chase the Lord. But those things that happen in the physical world are part of who he is. But if you go after those things, you'll never find those or him, if that makes sense.
It does. You must go after him.
It's about relationship. See, he's my father. He loves me. And he tells me he loves me. And even if I have messed up or done things that are wrong, he says, I love you. And one of the most wonderful feelings in the world is to be in a room, you've got worship music going on, and Lord speak to heart and say, I love you. I'm proud of you. There's nothing better than that.
Vince, I believe that as you pray for those that are hungering and thirsting for greater intimacy with God, as you pray right now, there is going to be a jump start in the spirit for everyone that is really hungry for this intimacy with God.
Okay, I'll pray. Father, we love you. Jesus, as you ordered my steps and you had divine connections and you had things waiting for me that have put me on this path, Father, I pray for every person listening right now over the airwaves. Lord, you know the hunger in their hearts. Father, you know the housewives. You know the men, the children, the teenagers. Father, you can see every one of them. And you know how hungry they are. Lord, there are so many people who are in denominations that just go to church on Sunday after Sunday. And inside, Lord, they're saying, is there anything else than this? Is there anything else than what I know? And so, Father, as I speak these words, Lord, I pray that your anointing go through the airwaves. And I pray that you reach into their very soul, their very spirit, Lord, and you let them feel your presence. And you create a hunger in them like they've never had before. And Father, you put in their path those people that can lead them to where you are. Jesus, I thank you for this. In your name, amen.
Amen. Mishpocha, we're making available this week a book that will fill in the missing blanks. It's called Full Circle, written by a friend of mine, a Jewish believer from Israel, in which he gives such an understanding from the Dead Sea Scrolls. It puts everything together. You really need this book. For a donation of $20 or more, this is the Shabbat broadcast. I want to bless you. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your strength. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Grant it, Lord.
Yivarechecha Adonai ve'yishmarecha. Yo'er Adonai panevelecha vichunecha. Yisa Adonai Sem lecha shalom.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.